some laws are missing. Or in the follow-up to the concluding observations that follow the dialogue. And if we're following up on important points such as drafting laws, which is why I believe that it is important to make further efforts in having these laws. The country has made great efforts, and that is worth being noted. There are still some areas that need more work, but we know that there is the will. There is the resolve to come to an agreement and to find solutions. That is what we have done here, trying to meet the international standards in the best way possible. And as our colleague, Mr. Sharaf, has said, and many others who took the floor, it's not an open-ended question when we simply say, what is being done to implement the convention? It's not a question that we're just throwing out there. It is an important question for us, because we want to assist you in having the highest possible level of compliance with the international standards outlined in the convention. We are interested in what is being done in countries to implement the content of the convention. As Mr. Suryani said, there is a reciprocity in coming to agreements and in aligning our efforts. So when considering the national legislation, there is an opportunity to improve the fulfillment of the content of the convention. This has been a constructive dialogue. I believe so. It has been quite paradigmatic, if I may say so, because I believe that it has set the bar on how such dialogues are to be held. And you have now the opportunity to present within the next 48 hours any additional information that you wish to provide to answer any questions that were left unanswered. These answers should not exceed 20 pages in length. It could be an executive summary, and if you need to refer to other documents, it could be done within those 20 pages, and then any other documents can be uploaded on the internet. The idea behind this submission within the next 24 hours is to allow us to conclude the dialogue and cover areas that we did not have enough time for here. That executive summary should be as short as possible, no more than 20 pages, giving us enough time to read it through, to understand it, and to draw conclusions from that document.
Periodic Report of Paraguay. I would like to thank the expert for their questions and comments, and the representative of the State Party for their responses provided. Especially wanted to mention His Excellency Edgar Taboada Infran, Embajador Julio Peralta Rodas, María de los Ángeles Arriola, Nilda Martínez López, Leticia Sayas, Juan José Mancuello, Carmen Parquet, María Luján Paredes Benítez, Sofía Antonella Méndez y Diego Brites. I would like to thank also the interpreters, the technical supporting staff, and the interns for their professionalism. Does the head of delegation wish to make some concluding remarks? If this is the case, you have the floor, Your Excellency.
Muchas gracias, Presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would simply like to reiterate my gratitude to the members of the Distinguished Committee for this opportunity